From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for immediate halt to war in Ukraine. ASEAN and the United States agree to intensify cooperation in climate change mitigation. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the ASEAN-US Special Summit in Washington, D.C. on Friday called for an immediate halt to the war in Ukraine. He stated the war has led to a humanitarian tragedy and deteriorated the global economy since it raised the food and energy prices and triggered inflation. Hence, he remarked, it highly burdened the economy and slowed down the realization of sustainable development goals in developing nations and least developed countries. At the ASEAN-US Special Summit, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi, and Indonesian Ambassador to the United States, Rosan Roslani. The ASEAN-US Special Summit issues an ASEAN-US joint vision statement stressing commitment to enhance cooperation in various strategic sectors, including pandemic recovery and climate change mitigation efforts. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi noted in a press statement released online on Saturday that under the joint efforts for pandemic recovery and regional health resilience, the summit agreed on an ASEAN-US health initiative program. For climate change mitigation, both sides will allocate funds through the US-ASEAN Climate Future to support nationally determined contribution in ASEAN member states. The warm welcome extended by the United States President Joe Biden to Indonesian President Joko Widodo reflects the U.S. trust in Indonesia. The presidential staff office made the statement to refute speculation regarding a U.S. attitude towards Indonesia after it invited Russia to the G20 summit. The staff main expert Riti Ruhaini Zurhayatin pointed to Biden's warm gesture to President Joko Widodo during the ASEAN-US summit in Washington, D.C. on May the 13th to address speculation that the Indonesian president was not warmly welcomed by the U.S. She said she viewed President Biden's warm welcome to President Joko Widodo as important for Indonesia bilaterally, regionally, and multilaterally. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The bodies of Russian soldiers killed in Ukraine were brought to a rail yard outside Kyiv and stacked away with hundreds of others in a refrigerated train, waiting for the time when they can be sent back to their family. Volodymyr Lyamzin, the chief civil military liaison officer, told Reuters on Friday, May the 13th, that refrigerated trains stationed in other regions across Ukraine were being used for the same grim purpose. While there have been no reliable estimates of the scale of Russia's losses, the scene filmed by Reuters provided a bitter taste of the price President Vladimir Putin is paying since ordering the invasion of Ukraine on February the 24th. North Korea said on Sunday, May the 15th, a total of 42 people had died as the country began its fourth day under a nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the country's first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak. On Thursday, North Korea acknowledged for the first time a COVID-19 outbreak and ordered the lockdowns. State news agency KCNA reported on Sunday, all provinces, cities, and counties of the country have been totally locked down, and working units, production units, and residential units closed from each other since the morning of May 12, and strict and intensive examination of all the people is being conducted. Sri Lanka lifted a nationwide curfew for 12 hours on Saturday, May 14, further easing tight curbs as new Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe made first his cabinet appointment after clashes between pro- and anti-government groups killed 9 people. More than a month of predominantly peaceful protests against the government turned violent this week after supporters of former Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa stormed an anti-government protest camp in the commercial capital Colombo, burning tents and clashing with protesters and police. Last item. Peru has filed suit against Spanish energy company Repsol over the massive January oil spill that ravaged its coast, seeking $4.5 billion in damages. The lawsuit was filed before the 27th Civil Court in Lima against 6 companies. Julian Palacin, executive director of the National Institute for the Defense of Competition and Protection of Intellectual Property, in a statement released late Friday, said these suits could create precedents for oil spills that cause damage and collective non-material damages due to environmental pollution of coastal areas. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on President Joko Widodo attends the ASEAN-US Summit in Washington, D.C. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo last Tuesday, May the 10th, left for Washington, D.C., the United States, to attend a special summit with ASEAN leaders and the U.S. The series of meetings attended by President Joko Widodo included meetings with members of Congress, America's great CEOs, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, and the America's Climate Change Team, ASEAN leaders attending the meeting, and U.S. President Joe Biden. President Joko Widodo on Thursday, May 12, received a visit from the chairman and CEO of Air Products, Selvi Gassimi, at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Washington, D.C. During the meeting, the president expressed hope that the company's investment plan could be followed up immediately. Meanwhile, in his speech at the Global COVID-19 Summit in Washington, D.C., President Joko Widodo encouraged all countries to work together to overcome the pandemic and build a stronger world health and preparedness architecture. President Joko Widodo also emphasized Indonesia is ready to become a hub or production center and vaccine distribution. On the same day, at lunch with members of the U.S. Congress, President Joko Widodo invited the U.S. to be part of efforts to create peace, stability, and mutually beneficial inclusive cooperation in the Indo-Pacific. At the ASEAN leaders' meeting with U.S. entrepreneurs, the president emphasized Indonesia's potential strength in the supply of industrial raw materials, green energy, and the digital economy. He invited American businesses to invest in Indonesia and contribute to the development of digital infrastructure, facilitate digital capacity building, and support Indonesia to enter the global value chain through digitalization. On Thursday night, the president attended a dinner between the leaders of ASEAN countries and U.S. President Joe Biden. In an introductory toast statement, President Joko Widodo mentioned the ASEAN-US Special Summit is the right momentum to strengthen the comprehensive strategic ASEAN-US partnership. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week, which was on President Joko Widodo attends the ASEAN-US Summit in Washington, D.C. I'll begin today in history with May 15, 1942, the birth of Yusuf Kalla. Muhammad Yusuf Kalla is an Indonesian businessman and politician who served as the 10th and 12th Vice President of Indonesia. He is the first Vice President of Indonesia to serve two times in non-consecutive terms. In his first term with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono for the 2004 until 2009 period, he also served as General Chair of the Golkar Party. On May 19, 2014, JK was officially nominated as a vice presidential candidate to accompany Joko Widodo in the declaration of the presidential vice presidential candidate Jokowi JK at the Joang 45 building, Central Jakarta. Turning to May 15, 1993, International Family Day was celebrated for the first time. International Day of Families is celebrated on May 15 every year. This observance was first introduced by the General Assembly of the United Nations and has become an annual observance that is celebrated all over the world. The commemoration of International Family Day is held to highlight the importance of relationships with families to improve welfare in the family, both in terms of health education, gender equality, children's rights, and social inclusion. Initially, International Family Day was celebrated in 1993. However, long before that, in the 1980s, the United Nations began to focus their attention on issues related to the family. I'll end today in history with May 15, 1998. The May 1998 riot ended. The May 1998 riots were racial riots against ethnic Chinese that occurred in Indonesia on May 13 until 15, 1998. This incident mainly occurred in the capital city of Jakarta, but also in several other areas. The riots were preceded by the Asian financial crisis and triggered by the Trisakti tragedy, in which four Trisakti University students were shot and killed during a demonstration on May the 12th. This also resulted in the demotion of President Suharto as well as the inauguration of B.J. Habibie. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Gottfried Scheide in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in a German program through frequency 3325 kHz on March 26, 2021 with the SINPO 34322. Hello, Mr. Gottfried Scheide. Thank you for your letter and also the reception report. My colleague from the German section has replied your letter. Hopefully, you have received the reply. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And now I'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Come back to me, baby.
To the thought of we in an audience, 3 foot across the view, I was lost in the sauce. Thick-headed, now I'm regretting all that.
Don't
I lost. Admit it, I get it. Hey. Say no more, say less. I'll get dressed and I'll hit the dough. But I doubt that's really what you asking for. So stop the games. I came to relax the flow. I'm back to show. I know how to patch that hole. Then yell, get a fella who can match your glow. It's me, Freddy B, back with Mo. So admit it, if you with it, then I'm with it. Let's
Don't
get
admit it.
What you running from,
girl,
baby?
I want you back in my life.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian Olympic Committee implements strict national athlete selection. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, on Thursday in Hanoi, Vietnam, said a new system in the selection of national athletes had been implemented to strengthen the Indonesian contingent in all multi-events, as applied to the Vietnam SEA Games in 2021, held from May 12 until 23, 2022. According to Raja Sapta Oktohari, all athletes participating in the SEA Games are the result of the selection of the monitoring team. This is a new mechanism that many parties are not familiar with. According to him, what has been done is an effort to show the seriousness of various parties to focus on achieving achievements at the world level. At the Vietnam SEA Games, the Indonesian contingent was only strengthened by 499 athletes and 214 officials, or at least half of Indonesia's strength every time they participated in the SEA Games. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Youth and Sports supports the steps taken by the National Sports Committee to implement a new system in the selection of national athletes so that achievements become more precise. Related to this, Deputy 4 of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Chandra Bhakti, in Hanoi last Thursday said it was time for the selection of national athletes to strengthen the country in multi and single sports events based on tests. Chandra Bhakti emphasized that by doing so, athletes who took part in the National Training Center had met the established standards. Even though there are pros and cons, this is important because the state has met the National Sport Grand Design, which designs athletes to excel up to the Olympic level. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesian Olympic Committee implements strict national athlete selection.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now I will say hello to our regular listener from Australia. Hello, Mr. Michael Cunningham. How are you today? I hope you are monitoring our broadcast now. How about our broadcast today? Is it heard clearly? So send your suggestion and criticism to our broadcasts, and I also thank you so much, sir, for your compliment. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Be undone. Here we are.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on Setanggor Village Halal Tourism in Lombok. Setanggor Halal Tourism Village is located in West Praia Sub-District, Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The village, which has a population of 1,000 people and is only 5 kilometers from Lombok International Airport, has strategic potential to welcome tourists who come with a variety of tours offered. The concept of the Setanggor Halal Tourism Village is unique and complete when compared to other existing tourist villages. It is recorded that 14 hamlets in this village offer its tourism concept in a number of tour packages, starting from cultural tourism, educational tourism, agribusiness, culinary, social, and religious tourism. There is a reason for the use of the term halal tourism for this village. Because in the past, this area was known for its many stalls selling palm wine or liquor, which is not halal. But now this village is known as the Halal Tourism Village, which fits perfectly with Lombok, which is known as the Island of 1,000 Mosques. Located at an altitude of 111 meters above sea level, Setanggor has a beautiful panorama. Here you can watch the sunrise and set in the middle of the rice fields. This is certainly an experience that is not easily forgotten. If you choose the one-day trip and one-night stay package, you will be offered to wear Lombok traditional clothes and be greeted with drumming belok music and wrapped with a traditional setanggor welcome woven sash. You will also be invited to visit the weaving center and have lunch in the middle of rice fields, of course with traditional culinary specialties of Central Lombok. In addition, you will also be taken to a dance and gamelan studio to see an ancient gong that is hundreds of years old. You will also be invited to a plantation tour where you can pick your own dragon fruit straight from the tree, pull cassava, and enjoy roasted cassava accompanied by a cup of coffee. There is something more unique about traveling in Setanggor village by choosing the one-day trip and one-night stay package. By paying 300,000 rupiahs or around $20, you will be invited to explore the 676 hectare village by using cikdomo or horse cart to go around all the tourist attractions. This package includes 3 meals a day and one-night stay at a residence house. Another unique experience is at dinner time. You will not have dinner in a fancy restaurant, but on the river on a bamboo raft while listening to the strains of a typical Lombok flute. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Welcome back, listener, to Voice of Indonesia. Now I would reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast dated May 5, 2022 with SIO 433. Well, listener, wherever you are, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Happy weekend and enjoy this next song.
Hentakan kakimu, ikuti irama lagu.
saja.
Listen to the third song from Voice of Indonesia, and the next segment we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is entitled 10 Best Hotels in the World 2022. One of them is from Bali. The international travel guide platform TripAdvisor has just released a list of the 10 best hotels in the world in 2022. Quoting from a press release on the official TripAdvisor website on Tuesday, May the 10th, this is in the context of the annual Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Award 2022. The award is based on the quality and quantity of traveler reviews and ratings posted on TripAdvisor over a 12-month period, from January 1, 2021 to December 31, 2021. With millions of hotels worldwide listed, less than 1% of accommodations are awarded best of the best status. Despite the year's ups and downs, people still vacation all over the world. Embrace a post-pandemic travel renaissance driven by high vaccination rates. TripAdvisor Chief Commercial Officer Kanika Soni said he understood that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to travel planning. Even so, according to him, the 2022 Traveler's Choice Award has helped travelers to get hotel recommendations. For the first category, namely the best hotel in the world in 2022, Padma Resort Ubud in Bali is included in the top 10 list. Then, for the best hotel category in Asia, three accommodations in Bali are also included in the top 10. This includes Padma Resort Ubud, which is ranked the second, the Royal Purnama ranked 7, and Viceroy Bali ranked 10th. Finally, resorts in Bali also receive a slick predicate in the hottest new hotels category. Namely, Adiwana Sueta Hotels and Resorts, which occupies the top position worldwide in 2022. Located near the heart of the city, only a few meters from Ubud Palace, this resort overlooks lush green forests and towering tropical trees. In the year 2021, which is full of stress and uncertainty, Adiwana Sueta has become a haven of relaxation that travelers need. Well, that was Miscellany Today on 10 Best Hotels in the World 2022. One of them is from Bali.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleif thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
make it last forever.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Hi, VOI listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, we'll play you a song by Mahalini. Mahalini has been known since 2019 when she joined a talent show on a private national TV station. She released her latest single in April 2022. The single is Kisah Sempurna or A Perfect Story that was created by Mahalini along with Adrian Kitut and Marco Steviano. The song is about someone who is trapped in a dark past, so that they decide to shut tight their heart from anyone and make it numb. But later, they find someone who can heal the wound and make them happy again. Well, listener, here you go, Mahalini with Kisah Sempurna. Enjoy!
Sesaat hilang dan tak tahu arah, ku terjebak masa lalu yang kelam, tak kulihat lagi cahaya cinta, dan kamu hadir coba bawa bahagia. Mati rasa kau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Vacay up in Norway, making babies, bumping Saturday every day, yeah.